shit. No.
This is for the punks. We don't need political scum preaching crap like they know it all. Hiding in their alternative bullshit world. Those self-absorbed, egotistical fascists don't have the balls to cut off their hair. So don't tell me what to eat or what to say, but I'll say it anyway. Fuck up, you cunt.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. This is the Casualties.
You insurrect now! Cut it back ahead!
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Second show of the night. Some vodka and Brooklyn cheesecake got me lit. We got the lovely rude girl Jessica.
What's up, Pogo Land?
The lovely rude girl Jessica, LCJ, lower class Jess, and my man Devil John.
Devil John?
How's the Pogo crew doing tonight, motherfuckers?
Fucking awesome.
Fucking
goddamn right.
Right.
How the fuck could we not be awesome?
Fucking lit.
Getting, you know, we got that Brooklyn cheesecake tasting me oh so motherfucking yummy.
Where was this Brooklyn cheesecake and how did I miss it?
This is the Brooklyn cheesecake.
Okay.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
this shit was like
10
inches big.
I'm like,
dude,
I want some fucking cheesecake. Where the
like
fuck
this
is
high
it?
And that
I don't fuck. I want
it's,
some
it's
cheesecake.
It's like that scene
too,
in
shit.
The Ringer. It's like, when the fuck did we get ice cream?
Right, when the fuck did we get ice cream?
You never know. You never know.
I'm going to go watch that shit tomorrow. Right. But hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio, where we have our thumb so far up the asshole of the underground. That's going to be our that's our new trademark, catchphrase.
Yes,
we have our thumb.
That's
we
a
have our thumb
it?
Right
it's
up the
perfect.
Asshole.
I bet you
like,
that is used somewhere
with
the other
it's so
than
close
here,
to the underground. It's up
it's
your ass.
I don't think anybody else said. There's nobody else that has their thumb as far up the ass of the underground than we do.
As far as Andrew wants.
With a pulse. With a pulse.
By the
so
way.
So close to the underground.
We have
up your ass.
Really sexy chick. That's, yeah.
What? We gotta get a sexy chick. Yeah,
We're talking about sticking things up scenes' asses, so.
And you said what?
The
Yo.
Scene was a sexy chick.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is.
It's a sexy man and a chick.
There you go. Why not?
Bisexual.
Why not?
There you go.
Spine
what
sexual?
What is sexuality? What? Let's get real liberal with it.
What's sexuality?
Let's not.
When you get turned Let's on, not. When you see a person that turns you on. It's that
yeah.
easy.
Yo, there's like people that are what's the name of the term though that they're like that like or? No like they just like they will
asexual
fall in love with like anything because like, it's like people. I love people. There's like a name for it.
Yeah, they used to call it gender blind.
No,
bad or asexual or
no
there
asexual.
Is
no asexual. Would be
pansexual.
No sex.
Pansexual. There we go.
Pan like the pan knob.
Yes,
that
right,
I have Jess. Right now. Now
I was trying to
right
think
here.
Of that.
Yes. And now I'm in everybody's left ear. Ooh. And now I'm in everybody's right ear. Now I'm going to get confusing with
it. See how controlling this motherfucker
now
is?
You're all pansexual.
See how controlling this motherfucker is?
I'm going
to
get confused.
For real.
Now
he
I'm
likes to go in one
ear
and the other. Like, yeah, come on.
I like to go in one
talk about
all
the troll.
Now I'm in your right ear.
And now all of
yeah,
them.
All up in there slamming it.
I've accidentally done like whole shows like
damn
only in
girl,
the left
you
track.
You fucking clean your ears out, man. There was too much wax in there. I slid in there too easy.
All right. Let's get to the motherfucking punk rock. Let's do this one for the youth. Sham 69, if the kids are united. Pogo! Got some Sham 69 on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
So it's now, messy when you're 69.
69, bruh.
No.
Don Henley.
Yeah, Don Henley.
Yes.
Yeah, 80s right. though.
But anyway, no Don Henley here. Pogo City
Definitely
Radio
not.
Presents Pogoing in the Park, a benefit for Alex's Lemonade Stand, featuring Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Angry Youth, The Despised, fucking Anti-Citizen, Death Wish Birdie, Skin Sect, The Ice Cold Killers, South Class of Veterans, and the Road Sodas, having the whole thing catered by I'm Hungry. That's some good motherfucking food.
Oh my God, so fucking good.
It is. It's really good.
Now, that's Terry and Harpo's company, and I'm going to tell you guys again. I've mentioned this before. I'm going to let you guys in on some, like, double secret Pogo information right here, right? Now, I need all you motherfuckers to go up to Terry. She'll be the one with the food.
Ask her for the tape.
You need to tell her that she needs to give us a copy of United Punk, which is the documentary she made about Blank 77, The Wretched Ones, Broken Heroes,
Ask
Head Wound,
Ask
Niblick
her.
Headband. All right? Now, some of the bands featured in that little film of hers approached me and said they want to do a show, and then they want to screen the movie at the show. So if you
Ask
guys want to see a Broken Heroes,
I would love
Head Wound, Blank 77 show, you guys need to go up to Terry, and you need to tell her that she has to be in.
Because
she's
Terry.
The only one
Scary Terry,
out
bitch.
Of all the parties that would be involved that isn't giving us the green light yet. So you guys got to go to Terry and tell her to make this happen. I bet you can annoy her into it.
But please, pretty, please.
And honestly, Terry, I mean,
please.
All you really got, you just got to give me a copy please. And maybe show up. I will take care of the rest.
I would love to.
Give me a
that.
Copy, show up, and I will do the rest. So you guys go tell
I'd
Terry.
I'd actually pay money to see that.
I said that. You guys go tell Terry I said that and get her to do this showing. Let's get back to the punk rock, and let's hardcore it up a little. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Me.
We'll do some Negative Approach Tied Down for LCJ.
Woo!
I am a bad DJ, aren't I? There we go.
Rick Flair.
Woo! Woo!
You made a choice now. No turning back. Wasting your time, but you just won't make it back. What for yourself? You had your second thoughts, why didn't you fucking run? Tied down on a fucking leash. Tied down, never be released. Tied down, wild that way. Tied down, now there's nothing you can say. Now not to say I've been, you've got nowhere to go. I only see you're not the one I used to know. No time left for yourself, because commitment's dead to me. Now it's gonna haunt you, see a fucking dying day. Die, down, on a fucking leash. Die, down, down a village. Die, down, where I wait. Die, down, now there's nothing you say. You made your choice, now there's no turning back. Wasting your time, but you just won't face the facts. What will you say, that you're having fun? When you had your second thoughts, why didn't you make it run? Die down on a fucking leash. Die down, down a village. Die down, wild away. Die down, now there's nothing to say.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, that was Negative Approach on Pogo City Radio. Now, we were just telling you guys about this huge event we
huge.
Got going on at the park. Pogoing in the park. Now, one of the bands taking the stage will be Crazy and the Brains. Now, by the way, when I say taking the stage in the park, I mean taking the stage that is being custom built by that crusty fuck Josh. Now, Josh got a pretty serious union carpentry job. The motherfucker knows what he's doing.
He does know what he's
doing. And he said, Renee asked, is that shit going to be sturdy? Josh's instant response was, sturdy? Motherfucking Gigi Allen couldn't break this shit.
All right.
So make sure you guys come out and around 8 o'clock.
You better not fucking Gigi Allen up the place and shit on the stage.
Around
no shitting
o'clock.
On the stage.
There's no shitting on the stage.
You guys can come and check out Crazy and the Brains. Now we're going to get to a live track from Crazy and the Brains with covering the Jim Carroll Band's People Who Died.
Yeah, on the Pogo Radio.
Right, Crazy and the Brains headlining at Pogoing in the Park, going down August 4th with Blank 77, Angry Youth, Anti-Citizen, South Clans Veterans, The Despised, Death Wish Birdie, Skinsect, The Ice Cold Killers, The Road Sodas. You guys won't want to miss this shit. Get there early. You won't want to miss one goddamn band. Now, I don't know what the fuck to play. Let's see what
fuck
the hell I should
play. First of all, right.
Commented back about you saying.
Do what?
I guess
you
listened.
You got to talk in your microphone.
Mike Blank's
do the wild card.
You can move the microphone back there, and then you can sit like that. Yeah, you can even hold it.
Because I'm not going to talk while he's talking.
Yeah. It moves.
Mike Blank commented on the last show that we did, the first one.
Okay.
And, so he said yes.
I got the vape.
Yes. He's communicating.
In the car. That was the second.
Awesome.
Comment.
So on the last show, we were talking about how John left his vape and they found it. There you go.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys. Thank you for keeping it safe. And eventually, I will get it back to blow.
Maybe August 4th at Pogoing in the Park.
Yes, exactly. Oh. It's a long time till then, but
there you go.
I will
to look forward to.
Exactly.
You will be reunited with your paraphernalia.
Feels so good.
Reunited and the vape so good.
All right, now Jessica, the lovely rude girl.
But yo,
Jessica.
First of all, let's. Can I, if I may, pause? All right, now, Crazy and the Brains just got done playing that big ass festival out in Las Vegas.
Fucking bowling, punk rock bowling, right?
Oh yeah, yes. They just got done doing that. Yeah.
Now,
they also have their own festival going on too. The
Drunken Public?
The Punk and Drublic. Punk and Drublic. Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
Right?
But we didn't get there yet.
Yeah. Now we're getting there.
My bad. I'm getting ahead of us. Yes. So.
Yeah, you're
a little premature ejaculation.
You're finishing the conversation
before it ejaculation right now.
She's like, she just Quentin Tarantino the fuck out of you right now. She's like, here's the ending, bitch. Now get the beginning. Go now.
Now you get the story.
So, basically, we were going to talk.
Yeah.
So what happened? What happened at Punk Bowl?
Yo,
why is everyone so angry?
Why? Oh, what? Which I actually listened to the audio from the show, and like
Fat
you
Mike.
Know, they were just bantering and shit. But yo, to basically downplay a tragedy as such, and he was like, "Well, at least it wasn't punk rockers that got fucking shot up." It's like, no, man. As an artist and as a performer, it doesn't matter if you're punk rock, country, fucking. If you're fucking dubstep, no,
it takes
everybody
talent
deserves
to play anything.
No, everybody deserves to go to their chosen music of choice to enjoy themselves. All right, everybody goes to a concert for one fucking reason. Why? To enjoy them fucking selves. And you know what? Let them enjoy themselves. And if you're going to In the way that he said it, it wasn't even facetious enough to be like, all right, he was being facetious, you know, because that's what the band is known for. This is what this asshole's known for. Like, that's what, like, you know, like, he's known for being an asshole on stage.
All right, but see, it's a two-way street. I'm going to do the worst thing in the world here, and I'm going to play the fence, because that's honestly how I feel, right? I hear everything you're saying. I completely do. It's the same way with, like, 9/11 jokes. You know what I mean?
I'm not a fucking snowflake, all right?
But there are fucking lines. But
kind of, though.
Because, I mean, I got this sample right here. I've definitely played The Mentors. I definitely played Gigi. I definitely play all that stuff. I definitely listened to this shit when I was a kid. I definitely have been to the, without the original singers because they're all dead, these bands' shows. And that's the difference, right? Now, NoFX loses their big sponsor. And that's why this is so much news. Because basically a whole tour, a company, a beer.
A festival dropped
all gone.
From playing.
But
too.
Here's the deal. All those other bands never had that shit because they were never mainstream enough for this to matter. That's because it was punk rock and it wasn't NoFX. It wasn't this major market. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to have beer sponsors, then you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens. So you got to decide which side of that line you're going to be on. Are you going to be on the sponsor and we have to appease our corporate fucking funded blah, blah, blah?
The people that pay
which,
us.
You know what? I'm not going to fault anybody for trying to make money, but you got to make up your mind. Are you going to be on that side or are you going to be punk rock and make jokes in the town where a bunch of people just got murdered, which I would never do. I would never do that. But I mean, if you're going to take that, if you're going to do that as a joke for shock value, whatever, but then, dude, you can't also be trying to be on the cover
of
fucking Spin Magazine, my man. Do you know what I mean? Like, you gotta pick out which, you know, are you
going to be punk
rock or
are you
going
to
be commercial?
That's crossed the line.
Well, yeah, but that's, no, but it does. But punk rock is about crossing lines. So that's why I'm like, I ain't trying to fucking, I'm not all crazy, like you said, snowflake. I understand it. That is fucked up. I wouldn't have thought it was funny, but I'm not going to say the man can't say it. And it's just like, if you want to be punk rock or you want to be commercial, because the two do not mix.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Now, let's fucking, oh, the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah!
All right, now this
card.
One is Scarlet for Begonias. The lovely, rude girl, Jessica. Are you with us?
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, no, not the,
no.
Not the Dave Matthews Band. Not the Dave Matthews Band. Some Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats, Son of a Bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need
someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One more night. This can't fit me. Son of a bitch! If I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Hey, yeah. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is aching. My hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, step in me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Yeah. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Son of a bitch, just can't.
All right, now that was the Pogo City
Wildcard, bitches!
Pogo City Wildcard, where we play something a little off format. Now, No Effects is not a band that I really like or play all that much, but I always
like
say
them.
There's a handful of songs I like. They're the dick and fart funny ones, and I like this one. It makes me laugh. Here's No Effects with Creeping Out Sarah.
Fuck Sarah.
Tegan.
Yeah. I was backstage at a festival in Germany, talking to a cute fair-skinned brunette. I asked her if she wanted to have a beer and if she liked our set. I noticed that her hair was longer in the back. I figured that's cause she's Canadian. That's why I was surprised when she told me she was fully lesbian. That's when I realized it was Sarah, or maybe it was Tegan. I'm pretty sure that it was Sarah, cause Johnny Sampson said she was a cooler one. I told her I was a big fan of her band. She asked me if I had a favorite song. I admitted that I never actually heard them, but I like Katie Lang.
I told her this Juno's about the Junos and how they got robbed three times in a row. And then I asked her if she knew of anyone who was selling pills or blow. That's when I creeped out Sarah. Or maybe I just pissed her off when I asked her if her sister and her had ever had a threesome where they both ganged up on one girl. A 4G or a 5-some? Do they think strap-ons are groovy? And have they ever seen the movie Bounded? Did they like Jennifer Tilly? Did they like Jennifer Tilly? That's a problem with diazepam. So many things I don't remember, but I got a sinking feeling it's not that I'm a flare up. Buoyant, but I think I creeped out Sarah. I was creeping out on Sarah. I hope it wasn't Tegan, 'cause Kiva said she is the cooler one.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but I read some about this and stuff like that. And, like, we're talking about how it was such a big deal, and they lost all this money and these opportunities and this all this shit. Yeah, and then
the
Mike comes out.
Lost the beer sponsorship.
I'm paraphrasing, but he basically, when he does the apology, comes out and he's like, sorry, but, you know, that's the problem when you take benzos. Like, that's what happens when you take diazepam. I was like, God damn, dude. Like, wow, they didn't think it was funny the first time. Yeah. And then you say, oops, I say dumb things because I take drugs. Like, Jesus Christ. All right. So what fucking song should we play next?
But fucking Surfers.
I am going... Let's see. Is this Please Don't Be the Live album? Is this the real? You son of a bitch. I don't want that album. I don't want that album. Somebody talk about something. Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
You're the one that's really good at fucking talking about Devil's Den.
Well, I honestly no. There's a shit ton of things going on right now. I started off.
Let's keep it to about 45 seconds.
45 seconds? All right, well.
Let's get the short version.
The short version. All right, well, the short version is I'm getting a lot more guests going on, and not only that, I have a new project going on musically now, which may involve a member or two of God forbid.
Yeah. That's cool.
So the resurrection of an old project, or it might be a new name. We don't know yet. But we'll be starting that project up soon, and that is going to take up a lot of fucking time. But I had an interview with Ruben, the guitar player from Upon a Burning Body. He's a good friend of mine, and he shared with everybody kind of like, you know, what it's like to be out on the road right now and how to survive and how does a musician keep their headspace and survive traveling from different city to different city. And how do you keep the energy levels up? Because obviously, if you're playing punk rock, if you're playing hardcore, if you're playing metal, you need the energy to be consistent wherever you are. So you got to be able to balance that shit. So that's what I'd talk about on my show.
All right. And let's get back over. Remember, go to devilsdenradio.com and check out
and
the show.
And badluckradio.com.
Devilsdenradio.com. Get all Monster Truck with it. Here's the sloppy seconds with DIY Till I Die. I love this motherfucking song.
On Pogo City Radio.
Play that piece of shit.
For Krusty Fuck Jocks.
Baby
That's funny.
I was
even Sheena's house now, right? It's not even Andrew's house. Yeah. It's not even Andrew's house. It's all.
Yeah, it's totally. It's Ava and Sheena's house.
When you have kids, it's their
shit. Yeah, it's the kids. Like, it's Ava's. The kids run that shit.
Where are you going? I'm going to Ava and Sheena's house.
Hey, be careful
she
what
got
you.
Excited though.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, she
hey,
was.
Be careful what you fucking out. Say right now,
so
because
awesome.
They choose whether or not what fucking home you go to.
What?
They choose what home you go to.
Not if we lose our. They lose their minds before us.
Oh, we're talking about when we're older. I was like.
Oh,
homes,
when homes.
Homes
you gotta get
in
your microphone.
That's
you gotta
why
get in your
I
microphone.
Said,
wait
why
a minute.
Saying,
wait a minute.
I was
no,
a little confused
no.
for a sec.
John, why are you thinking such mortal?
Mortal?
Morbid.
Morbid things?
Mortal.
Why are
you are immortal. You cannot be
mortal
thinking
mortal
things.
These mortal,
mortal
menial
and
things.
Morbid. They are, though.
Morbo.
Why?
Destroy all
fuck
humans.
Fuck you guys.
Because he's a psycho, just like the Sonics. All right, that was the Sonics on Pogo City Radio. We're going to keep the show moving with a Jersey band that you guys can catch.
Dirty Jersey.
In the park going down August 4th, North Catasauqua Park. Come check out The Despised with Worst.
Fucked up if you didn't play.
exactly.
7, not as good as 10.
It's not as
but
much content.
Still okay.
Yeah, it's not
as
much
content. Now, me and lower class Jets talking about some Aerosmith.
As viable, right?
Behind
right,
the
ladies, right?
Muted mics no. there.
Behind.
But basically what she was
more
talking about, some of the records she didn't bring. She said, I got old Aerosmith stuff. And I was like, ooh, what old Aerosmith do you have? She definitely has Toys in the Attic, which is awesome. And you said you have Rocks?
She's so fucking lying.
Yeah,
she's got the
Armageddon
soundtrack.
Toys in the Attic is the best one.
Yes, Toys
but
in the
Rocks,
Attic
I mean, you're
favorite.
Getting even older.
Yeah.
And I think what's before that? Rocks in Hard Places, right? When they're, it's like the, they're like look like coal miners or something
be,
like
yeah,
that. Weird
place.
Fucking album
of course,
cover.
When I think of them, I always think of like, I was crazy
no,
when
that's,
I left
so that's,
you.
That's 90s
Aerosmith.
Yeah,
that's
90s
Aerosmith.
Yeah, like with Alicia Silverstone in the
post,
fucking film.
Well, that part was awesome.
That was fucking dope.
But post
yo, no, having his daughter in those things was kind of fucking
no, but you
odd,
know what's
though,
funny?
Dude.
Yeah,
it was kind of,
I agree.
It was
very
just like, like Meatloaf having his kid up on top
no,
of the
I
fucking piano.
I think it's weird.
That shit is fucking weird,
very
kid.
Good looking.
You know, but see, that's
like,
that,
you know
that,
they're
it's
going
like
for
Woody
sex
Allen
appeal
weird.
In that video. So
all right?
Why
it's Woody
would
Allen
have
weird.
Daughter in there?
If anybody knows what I'm referencing,
to be.
You got it.
The way it came to be, Andrew's a big Aerosmith nerd. The director
yes,
wanted to cast Liv Tyler, not even knowing it was Steven Tyler's daughter. Now, this is for the Crazy video. So they had three videos coming off this album, right? It was, what was it, Get a Grip? Was it Get a Grip?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. So the one with the cow on it,
yep,
and it's got the pierced udder and
the
Aerosmith
udder,
brand.
Love
all right.
In an elevator. Yeah.
So what happened was the director wanted to cast Liv Tyler, and they were like, oh, well, okay, I guess we're okay with this. The Crazy video, which was the most slutty with Alicia Silverstone.
There was a couple.
A
there's a
slutty?
Scene. Well, yeah, it was also crying.
Crying.
And
like crying.
Then there was what it takes
one.
To let you go.
Yep.
And, God damn, do I know my Aerosmith.
You do. That was impressive.
All right, so there's a scene.
Somebody
in
has a fucking tight pair of stonewashed jeans in this fucking collection.
There's a scene where Alicia Silverstone is dancing at the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the video, she leans up and goes to kiss Liv Tyler, like on the lips. It cuts when they're like a foot away because Steven Tyler put his foot down. The director wanted it. He was like,
No, not happening.
She's not doing it. So they just made him lean in and then they cut. And they're pretty far away when they cut, too. They don't even get that close. But Steven Tyler had to put his foot down. But
like, well, that's my baby.
We're going to keep going. Like, she was talking about how the one record, of course, had
she
a groove in it.
The
a
girl
line.
And
it
she
a
liked
big white,
it.
Big, it wasn't even like a scratch. It looked like somebody took like maybe a paint marker or something and like just made a big line in it. But I got it for $1 at like the Salvation Army, tested it out. No fucking problems. Still
there you
plays
go.
Without, you know, without a problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Records do weird things. That's what you're talking about. Like,
mm-hmm.
like
they
you
warp.
Can wear down a record. But see, yeah. I had a really, it was really weird. I had Cheap Sex launch off.
Remember
to war.
Wearing down cassettes?
Oh, that sucks.
And
I,
then,
I was
and then it would warp in and
kid.
Be like, yeah, that.
But I had the Cheap Sex 12-inch and fucking launch off to war on Translucent Green. Fucking, and you know, the guitar comes like, after having it a couple of years, the electric, the lead guitar, not the rhythm guitar, only the stopped happening. Like it was muted.
What?
Like it never got recorded.
On vinyl?
On vinyl. It was because it got worn down. And it was like that for like a year. Swear to God. I think it was because I changed
what?
The needle then.
Oh,
I put on
yeah,
a better
right.
needle and
there
the guitar
go.
Came back.
And it came back.
So the record
it
got
worn. It was
warned.
Able to get in the groove
yeah. so,
better.
So I had Cheap Sex going and I was like, I remember the first time I was like, this is weird. And it didn't
get
sound bad. Everything sounded fine
yeah.
and that guitar was just missing. And then when the if you launch off to war, it all played right. So why don't we play some Cheap Sex and dedicate it to them lovely ladies out there in Connecticut, the damn broads. Here's Launch Off to War.
The United States is under nuclear attack.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll be right back. fucker we fighting for? Launch after launch after launch after war. Bloody way, shall I fucking score?
You cannot sense the presence of nuclear radiation effects.
That was Cheap Sex on Pogo City Radio.
City Radio.
Let's keep the tracks moving with Sublime and Secret Tweaker Pad.
Smoking peace belly.
Money thrown at me like I'm a goddamn stripper.
Yo, I know how to make.
Why is everybody coughing after Sublime plays, Jess? Why is everybody coughing?
I couldn't tell you.
Sublime. All right. Well, why don't we keep this show moving? Maybe we'll do some evil conduct. I like evil conduct.
A lot of people hate on evil conduct, but I like evil conduct.
I love
brass. We'll play Rob Slager next.
I love brass.
Here's Old Tattoo.
It's one.
All right, that was the, I almost said the Old Firm Casuals. That was Evil Conduct. We were talking about the Old Firm Casuals.
No, we're Bomb Squad.
Yes, I know. I just said we were talking about the Old Firm Casuals while the mics were muted. Yes. But yeah, we're
going
to get to one for the lovely rude girl, Jessica. And now we've had Ian from Bomb Squadron. On the show.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
With his band Video Massacre.
You guys can go back into the archives and hear him talking about some fucking old Bomb Squadron shows and stuff like that. So go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
PogoCityRadio.com and check out Ian and the old shows. We're getting a little fucked up. Sublime played and everybody's a lot.
A little bit mellower now. But I want to say that, you know, Video Massacre is the shit too, so you should take it.
Yeah, they are.
Here's Bomb Squadron on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Smash, stay, and fuck the fascist show. Your politics up your ass is fight, and never surrender. Punks and skins, we're in it together. Punks United!
Squadron coming out of, what was that, Reading? They were out of Reading, right? I don't know. I played with the Marks. Did you remember the Marks? It was a band.
No, can't say that I
in between Video Massacre and Bomb Squadron.
Was everybody in the band
named Mark? We played
with
them. No. Yo,
then they
funny,
should be called the fucking
funny
Marks.
Story, right? We were it was at Alexander's German Deli, right? And we're
Where's
playing
this?
In Reading.
Oh, okay.
And we're playing. And we're doing pretty good. We're in our like third song, and you know how like fucking you got like a surge protector on like your power strips.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's behind like the PA and all that and stuff like that. We're like 30 seconds into a song, and they step on the switch. Everything cuts out. We're like, what the fuck? And you hear him go, sorry. And everything powered back up. I was like, I guess we're gonna do that one again, and somebody from the crowd shouts, there's no do-overs in punk rock!
What?
Oh, Jesus.
There's no crying
fuck
in baseball.
Fuck you, we're going to the next song.
In baseball? But since we're talking about Ian, let's get to the band that he actually plays with now. And
Cool thing about Video Massacre is that all their songs are you know, horror movie themes.
Oh yeah. Or yeah. Also like you know, they also
like
got
Elvira.
Like a Kelly Bundy's
cannibalistic horror.
They got Kelly Bundy's army or Kelly Bundy's satanic army.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground. What? Oh,
I'm gonna play
Chud.
I'm gonna play fucking
Kelly Bundy.
Oh hell,
fucking
Elvira.
Song.
Mistress
yes,
of the Dark.
Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, I'm gonna play. All right, we'll play two Video Massacres. Why not? I'm definitely playing Mistress of the Dark though.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
This is Slumber Party Massacre by Video Massacre. Alright, that was Video Massacre on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Yeah.
Hoo, 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 hoo,
hoo. What were we
so
just talking about?
Yo,
vegans,
we were talking about some stupid shit. Like,
can vegans suck dick? Or so are we talking
about? Alright, so my question is this, okay? Now, vegans are plant-based, right? They go out of their way to make sure that they are plant-based, alright? Now, if they fellate... or perform
so
cunnilingus
for you young ones.
So, you know, eating taco or eating sausage, you're putting meat in your mouth. So you're really not fully plant-based.
You're not first of all, you're not consuming it. It's not like you're going to
You are consuming the juices of that meat.
That is the juices though.
And just but
so then you can take a piece of meat then all up in some a vegan's mouth and just
I was also saying like if it's not going on your mouth and it's not going, you know,
but it's going in your mouth.
It's not you like
use
you're
your tongue.
Come on a towel
I don't know what kind of
and a baby's
action you're
gonna
not using
sprout.
Your tongue.
Like, it's not like you need other processes to
you need other processes?
That whole, you know.
But you know what? No, but if
you
want to
drive
mouth,
vagina
though,
meat into a sausage, what the fuck?
Is coming in the mouth, how's that different than an egg? How's that different
yeah,
than
it's
an
a protein
egg?
Shot.
They don't, because you are consuming that. She is taking
a brick to the back of the throat.
That is being digested, the cum. And that's kind of like an egg, I think.
But you have to.
I don't know. Like an embryo. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, this is like the weirdest
sex
stuff ever.
It's just like
an embryo at all. You guys are
only cum.
It's protein, though.
No, but it is.
There's protein in
there.
But you can eat it. But you can eat a bean and also ingest protein. So, like.
Exactly. So.
It came from a person, though.
But it came from a person. It's not plant-based.
Came from, oh, I think oh, we got
see?
Something here.
Oh, man.
I think we got
see?
Something
yo,
here.
Yo, I thought about this. Yo,
gotta,
yo it crossed my
dick,
mind for a little bit longer
cum.
Than
the
I wanted it to.
Okay.
It's the swallowing of the cum, not the sucking of the
well,
dick.
Well, you're swallowing some of it anyway because some of it's getting ricocheted like right off the back of your fucking throat. But this is my fault, by the way. This was my thought.
Here's the Dead Boys with Caught with the Meat in Your Mouth.
That's a good one for this.
To LA, you know. sensation is higher. But while you're performing on your lemon skin sheets, the room is all keeping the beat. If they were asleep with the meat between your cavities, they're in a case of water on the knees. Everyone knows you're a guy with an in your mind.
All right, that was the Dead Boys on Pogo City Radio. Now
they were
vegan. We are well over an hour, and I think we better get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I gotta get something to fucking drink. I'm parched.
And we're gonna get out of here with another band playing a pogoing in the park.
All aboard!
A band that we play on here
every
show.
Fucking show.
Because I fucking says so.
All aboard!
All right. Now, the newest Blank 77 release with the
Parasitics.
Are
you going to play Tanked?
Getting Blasted.
Yo.
Now, fucking.
Shout out to Mikey Crew. Last time I hung out with you at the Meat Locker was fucking awesome.
That is definitely, it seems, when this song goes on, this is definitely the new song that gets the crowd amped like an old song. You know what I mean?
Knew the song.
Yeah, exactly. Every band, you know what I mean? When they have new songs, it's always all
and
the
I'm
fans
the heavy guy.
Always
yeah,
want to hear
like,
the old ones.
I
want to
be a punk.
But yeah, exactly.
Know.
But when that bass comes in, like that distorted bass, the crowd just starts fucking
all aboard.
Going.
All aboard.
Yeah, exactly. They react the same way to Party Train that they do to Tanked and Pogo.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? I said that the wrong way, but yeah, exactly. So we're going to get out of here
with
this
slip.
One. And you guys can catch these guys August 4th, Pogoing in the Park with Crazy
Be there,
and
bitches.
The Brains, as well as Despised, who we played earlier tonight, and a bunch more. You guys
Be
won't want to miss this shit.
Give us your
Shout
money.
Out to Tamara Tammy Tam Tams over there hooking us up. All right, here's Tanked and Pogoed.
Bring the food, baby. I'll bring the bomb. The school's a
pogocityradio.com.